No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression.
A very good evening to you all, Namibia. May God bless you in Jesus' name, and welcome to one more program here on Eagle FM. Remember that we are always together every Tuesday night and every Thursday night from 9 to 10 in the evening. Always bringing to you the Word of God. Always bringing to you the word of faith. And I believe that one word will be given here today in this Stop Suffering program that is going to give and will trigger for you to take a decision to surrender your life to God and for there to be a change inside of your life. Remember, God is always there to help you, and He wants to take away the pain. Life is worth living. Life is worth living. And today, your suffering is going to stop. That's why we call this program the Stop Suffering Program. Never give up, because God is the way, and He wants to change your life. And He came to give life. God came to give life, and life more abundantly. But for this life more abundantly to take place, you need to give Him a chance. And definitely the change is going to happen. I'm not alone in the studio. I'm here as well with Pastor Festus from our branch in Greenwall. Good evening, Pastor Festus.
Good evening, Pastor Dale. And good evening, listeners. I'm going to talk about the Kinikembing. I'm going to talk program. I'm going to talk about the program. I'm going to talk about the program. I'm going to talk about opone ke hululo poro galamai o hatu kwiku ningila o meilikan. Estu shishikucha kapena eshisha nyengana kukalunga. Ngengo pena ujuu ilo pena isha nyengana kove kukalunga inashinyengana. Kuchano wakenda bala shikena apenya na apenya ndeka penelu ndruko. So peifenga ha itavela.
And remember that we are always coming every Tuesday night and every Thursday night, giving you the word to your heart, word to your house, the good news, because God wants to take you out of the suffering in your life. God has no pleasure seeing any one of you suffering, and seeing any one of you in pain. Maybe you are in pain, you are suffering from suicidal thoughts, you are depressed, or maybe you are suffering from illnesses, you have a pain all over your body, like tonight you think, I know I'm going to suffer again, because the whole night you twist and turn to the left, to the right, suffering with this pain that you have inside of your body. God wants to heal you. God wants to give you peace. And remember, in the end of this program, we are going to bless your water. You can prepare a glass of water, you can prepare a bottle of water, and in these 30 minutes, we are going to hear testimony, a real-life story of someone that God has changed, someone that God has transformed, and then we are going to open the lines for you to call in our studio. But in the meantime, you can call our toll-free number, you will talk to someone in the church, someone that is going to help you. You can call now the toll-free number at 0800-22-3335. I repeat, 0800-22-3335 is a toll-free number. It means free of charge, Oshali, right, Pastor Festus?
Yes.
We say Oshali, free of charge.
Oshali.
What is the number, Pastor Festus?
O namba yetu oto druku tu dengela, oyo takuchua Oshali kuchakuna koshako kakarata kwa ilo kongo joe. Oto tu dengere konola, ohetatu, onola veri vavari, ombari vavari, onatu vatatu, nonano. Handendrula, onola, ohetatu, onola vavari, ombari vavari, ona tuvatatu nonano.
And Pastor Festus, one thing that this person have to understand, that God is a parent, and God does not want to see us or any one of these people suffering. Mm-hmm. Like if this person have an experience of being a parent, mm-hmm. and this person see her son or daughter maybe poked by a thorn or by a broken glass, and see the child crying, the parent would think this way, let me take this pain. Let me take this pain of this child. Let me take this pain of my child, because I don't want to see my child crying and suffering with this pain. The same way God is a parent, and God doesn't want to see this person suffering. That's why we are bringing to this person this program here on Eagle FM called Stop Suffering, because God wants this person's suffering to stop. Right, Pastor Festus?
Oh, sure. Otakutua kucha, kalunga ongashi onkulunu nu nonavae. Onkulunu elipi pombera mokati ku nonavae, takala eujitenawa okanakae takehama. Keko? Okwara no kukufa ululu me okanakae, uninga panando wae. So kape nonkuru nu takala tokana kaeta kakwena apo eujitenawa. Ye kalunga ketu ongashi ovakulunu vetu. So kalunga ketu inahara kut oshegucha ovanuva hapo. Tamoni huna ndelne itaven jimbuluka ongasho kana keri kokule no wakwane jimo wako kake wetiketa kamoni huna. So ashike ngengo vakulunu vako velipa mwenako. Okanako kenoku, they can even take her to the hospital straight forward.
Exactly, because the father, the mother feel the pain. Now God is this parent, God is this father. That's why God sent his only son to save this person, to save us, so that through him, this person can be healed, can be free. Like we say, Jesus came by his wounds, we are healed. He came to take away the pain.
Yeah.
And life is worth living. This person don't need to commit suicide. This person don't need to take his life. This person have to give their life in the hands of God, so that God can be able to change their life. That's why we are calling this program the Stop Suffering Program. And we are talking about he came to give life. God came to give life, and life more abundantly.
Hatu yashitushi jiladile kombingai. Ova kulunuvetu ngengovo okano taka monihuna takehama. Pombingi mwekave na kuchota adruku nganga helipi. Ashike ngengo tatale konishitu wetu kukalunga ketu. Oshike mbela yoye ndokotola we ndokotola. Oye ashita polutu. Otadruku kumangula kuju keshe. Ngengo we mwitavela. Totu dengele kongo dionom yonola. Ohetatu nonola vavari. Ombali vavari. Ona tuvatatu nonano. Andendrula. Onola. Ohetatu. Onola vavari. Ombali vavari. Nonatu vatatu nonano. Ongo joipulela.
Oshali.
Oshali.
Oshali. Mm-hmm. There will be someone ready to help this person.
Yes.
All right. So we are also not alone in the studio. We have here a real life story of Katula from our church. Katula, good evening to you.
Good evening, Pastor. Good evening to all our listeners.
All right. So we are going to hear now the testimony of Katula, how God has changed her life. And maybe you are going through the same situation. Never give up, because God is here to help each one of you. And he has pleasure to help you. God has pleasure to help you. That's why he's inviting all of you listening to us right now. He don't want to see any one of you suffering. That's why he sent his only son to go to die on Calvary and resurrected, so that through him you can have life. So God want to give you life. So Katula, how did your suffering started?
Okay, so basically I grew up raised very well by my mom with my sister. So we would live with my mom. And then when it was holiday, we would visit my grandmother in the village.
Okay.
So it came to a point where the house of my grandmother started burning mysteriously.
Just out of the blue, it just started to burn.
Yeah. So what happened was one day, the people went, there was a pension day. So all of them went to the pension point. and they receive the news that you are this fire on, in your house. We, like from the pension point, they could see from the house that one there was fire.
Mm-hmm.
So they ran to the house and then they saw that one of the huts, the traditional huts, was burning. So okay. The neighbors came, they helped, they put down the fire. And as they were going back to their homes, when they turned again, they saw that another hut was burning.
Mm-hmm. So it was burning like a house, one house after the other.
Yes.
One. If you would like, if you can, if you want to speak in your mother language, please feel free.
Okay. So on the janda ndatekulwa nao kana keno mikalo, nukuli otokala atu dina meme ameno kandenge kange. Tokala ne eshi efudo shala afiki sa tu yi kume kulu konkunda. Upakakala ne peno ngalo umbo la me kulu lata meka hali pse ike. Onzi lwa utameke ike ndi ka kushiviko kucho anja peni. Shata meke iko fukuli mwanuwe liko penjela. Yondu da imwewe honyo tita meko kupsa. Ta anta olombo lane kuchaye kumbo kuno nzilo anta atondo keleko ondu date idzimu. Ishingwa shinda vashuna nenge no nzilo wa dzimwa. Eshegeba katalako ni mavali, ondudai kwa wanayo teipi. Oshonesha kalanga ho, ondila utamekeke, deka kaushivike kucho wa Japani.
Mm-hmm.
So that situation has been like that. It went on for a while.
Like maybe 3 years, 4 years, 5 years.
I don't remember, but it went on for a few years. Oyakala no ngalo iringa oya tukilangwe dola donumba ini koneka kucho diringa.
So it was like a witchcraft, like the houses would just burn.
Yes.
People will just you spoke to us before the program that people would just stand and they would just like flames.
Yes, so flames will start anyway. Fimbori matu yange tuli mumbo udeketa kuti koshundo takupi. So sometimes we'll be in the house and then the crowd would be burning. So people will have to run there and put down the fire.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to come out of the rooms. We would sleep outside because you never know when the fire will start.
It will start even midnight.
Anywhere, anytime.
So you grow up with this fear.
Yes, there was a lot of fear. So I kutu ya kufamone mendu dati tuwa ponje. Maala nandenge numuli ponje. O papa leko onjato nandumo mwatu liku tute ya kwama.
Uwe teiko njilo tu holo kakuove nengaho.
Au holo keke kuove.
Osho tashulike kucha ulo jilela. Kapena kucho njilo pa mwetpa nando. Opima palipene jiko nando kuli nando kwali kuno mepo nando kuli nga ho.
Osho nana.
Mm-hmm.
Osha kani gano kuli kana kamweko mumbo kweke kafika ma nako emburu kwe ya dako datame kike dakwama.
Me wangajwa ike nga emburu kwe ya doka ano datame kukukwama.
Me wangajwa ike. Ongalo ilinga waya tupikila ne fimbo lile na inai. Osho netu waka tulimo ngalo ilinga ho. So kulunu vange. Wilondiche o memene uno na ba mekulu kwa iwa kenda balo kukwa fela mekulu ventungilo nelea ili nawa inde ini maisho ya hana unu wapo kwa nzilo. So everything was basically destroyed by the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And it affected...
Like there was nothing like left. All the valuable items got destroyed in this fire.
Yes.
Or house that got the flame, of course.
Yes, ini maisho ya hana unu wapo kwa nzilo. So ongalo ili ngane o ya kala ete la mekulu. It affected my grandmother and her children, who's now our mothers and ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I would alternate when holiday is over, we go back because we used to stay in Tsumeb, we go back to Tsumeb. And even when we went back, it was not any better because every week you receive a call that something else was destroyed. So I saw how the situation affected my mother and eventually it also came to us.
So it grew like a depression.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I would go to school. I used to perform very well. Oh, ndakala no kuya ko skola amene andi handi longolela ndi tolamo handi pitino nawa opona longi nokuli bakamona ha tulange ndi kufombinga mini maishe kuchangeno opena oskola pamwe pena nando meno kukalela po oskola kuchopo po kuimba ilo. Ini mangoa iningwa kana skola meskola alonge kwa ihakenda bala kutulange mo di kalenda kufombinga mini mailinga ho shasho kwa handi longwa handi ningini mangendi tola molela.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Pastor Festus, maybe there is a person out there who is suffering, suffering with this fear, like Catullus was suffering with this fear of every time losing, like they would sleep outside. They couldn't be able to sleep inside of their own house because anytime the flames will start. And maybe this person is suffering some kind of witchcraft, some kind of curse that has been working inside of their life. They have to understand that God came to give life. The same way God came to give Catullus life, God wants to give this person's life. That's why they can call our toll-free number and they can speak off-air to someone that is going to help them. Mm-hmm. Right, Pastor Festus?
Yes. Kashimba, oto pitile mongalo ya fafana. Kashimba, ouli watelela, ouli ukulongelwe, ngashungo tushishiku chope nova nunotoka nangalando shiri. Watelele koma uye, kuningiromo katikufi kuomo, watelela pamo, tusha kene kujua fafana na waketula. Kucha iha no kukofa kwa wakwali kujusha shi kaveshi kucha nduda kucha mwihalu kama nangara no ponje no kulitanti kucha pwa mwemo nduda mwinyo pwa mwinyo to ukaholo kahikengo ngaho so pwa mwoto sha kene kujua fafana mwengala mwinyo so iho kofa na ufiku openini mate ikupia neke pwa mwono nangala to pondo nando kuri so oto tudengele ne kongo jei oto hange kono te kuvatele tampopinae omfita tampopinae konola no hetatu onola vavari ombali vavari onatu vatatu nonano otomone vatelo.
We are talking about Pastor Festus. God came to give life. He came to give life and life more abundantly. God wants to give this person peace. Maybe they are unable to sleep during the night, suffering from the terror of the night. Maybe this person is suffering from depression that just developed. God wants this person's life to change. And God wants to take away the pain, the suffering that this person is going through. Mm-hmm. What they need to do is just to give God a chance.
Takutua kucha, kalunga. Kapenashisha nyingana kuye. Ngengo tosha kene kujua fafana. Kalungo tatu kukufa mumuju omo. Ondari andipopito shi mashimwe kucha David fikulimo kwa popi ya tati. Mwambibeli tapopi tati. Inandimo na omi yuki atirifwa. Inandimo nuno na vae tavehelo mboloto. Tati kucha. Inandimo na onu mwoe itavela mwove. Ndeta dopo kumona unenewe ngono doe. Iona ame na shesha tupopinga ha. Medula dirio milongo mbali na natundiri pukalunga. Avesha vatamekele na kalunga veno mujue valonda kave na kuchota vatalapeni. Esha ikewa anje nga na mwenye davu kukalunga. Ine nelonga ya kalunga. Oyalongwa menga na mwenye davu. Onga sheke toka pikina shafafana. Shafafana no testimona ya katula. Ya ketula.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can call the toll free number at 0800-22-3335. I repeat. 0800-22-3335. Maybe you are suffering with this fear. Whenever exams start, you start becoming sick, unable now to go to the school, just for you to fail. Maybe your life is a failure. God wants to give you his hand. Take his hand and come out of this situation that you are living in. Now, going back to the testimony of Catullus, you used to do well. But because of this situation, you became dreadfully afraid. You used to suffering from this fear to the point that you move out of the house, of the village, I mean.
Yeah, so from the village, I would only be there for holiday. So, like I said, I used to do well in school. I would be recognized. I would receive awards. And teachers would tell me that I was a good learner. I was making them proud. And this all caused me to develop a pride inside of me. So okwali moskola handi shenti fana wale la andilesho mambu yange. Na longino kuli vakala halo mbulenge kucha. Andi vudifa etumba shashi. Wa andi pitina wale la ne, no. No, na vuhavu duna wakucha olongwa wangota ningi. Na oshimashiri ngano shakala shete lange unwa. Apa kwa indi udite kucha. Ondishishi hapo. Yeah. Ishinenda kama no skola ange opombada. Ondeke yako venduka ndi ya kutpikila. Ishinenda kama no grade 12. Ondeke yako venduka ndi ya kutpikila. Skola opombada. So when I completed my grade 12, I moved to Windhoek for university. Yeah. So there also, I would do very well. Same thing happened. I would take part in debate or in anything basically that students had access to. And I would excel and be successful in the things that I would do. So that just caused me again to think I'm the best. I know everything. And it caused that I don't even listen to people anymore. So when someone tries to help me, I won't listen because I think I know it all. So that was the situation I had. And alongside that, I was still depressed because of the situation that was at home. While I was at university, the house of my mom also burned mysteriously. Until today, we don't know where the fire came from.
It just came out of the blue.
Yeah. So natango eshindeke yane koskola pomba damo venduka ndaka dengelo ali ngodi takuti umbo la meme koshome yana lo lapsa fukuri mwingo bapenduka ndumbona lo tali kwa tonzilo kueshivike na nalela kuchonzilo wa Japan oshimane shilingao natango oshakawe deike ko shasho ndaka landa uri lwa pelela mo madzila dzilo ndewe telela kucha andi ninge ipi meme nena wakaka ni filonga. So my mom lost her job and she could not really take care of us like she used to anymore.
Like supporting.
Yeah, supporting. So she had lost her job. The house has burned. A lot of things were destroyed. So it was basically a point where we got to zero, if I can put it like that.
So you started like zero, lost everything.
Yes.
All the equipment was destroyed by this fire.
Yes. So it now also started affecting me because I was ashamed to go back home. The situation, the house was looking very, very bad. It was dilapidated. So I would be very embarrassed to go home. Ongalo ilingane weke telange, ndikalenti nohoni, okuya kumbo. Okuya ne, kuchokume kulu, ilo kume mesha, shit mesho ya hanu nwapo. Meme na kwa kaka nifani ilonga, so kakwa ya, valie nongalo yoku kala atunga, shashi ilongo ya kana. Toka, ndaka nendi mongalo ilingane, nda uruwapo kwa madzila zilo, kumbu inanzi halako, kakwa ike ndi nombili nande nande menilange. So, kwa nizimo vange, wakenda balane ongalwei, wakenda balako etamuendu dumumbo opo ujo ukalewa japo. So, my family brought in different witch doctors from everywhere, basically, to try and fix the situation.
So, your family invited the witch doctors for them to come and kind of help. Because fire would just destroy everything.
Yes.
So it was a disaster.
Yeah. So I remember there was witch doctors from Zambia, from Angola, local ones as well. But it's only that moment when they are there, it's quiet, and the moment they leave, the fires would happen again. Yeah. So that situation affected me very badly because now I had no longer peace. I didn't want to go back home. I didn't want my family anymore because it was just embarrassing for me.
So you grew up kind of a depression.
Yes. So I developed a severe depression, which also caused
suicidal thoughts that would come up.
It caused me to be very, very suicidal. Like I said, I would go to work in the morning, to school in the evening, and after school, after my last class, I would go somewhere where it's very, very dark. Anywhere in Windhoek, wherever it's dark, there's no light. I'll go there and just sit there and cry until it's very, very late. That's when I would go back home and sleep, basically. So I used to do that on a daily basis because of the depression that I had. Yeah.
And so the worst moment, what was it? The worst moment in your life?
Okay. The worst moment was me. Now when my mom lost her job and the house burned, she could no longer afford the municipal bills. She would have to wait to get water from the neighbors, or the electricity. Sometimes we can't afford to buy the electricity for the house. So the neighbors would call me and tell me, imagine I was a student, I would go to school, and they will call me from Tsumeb to say, look, our water bill is also going high, so sort out the situation at your house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so for me, that was the worst moment. Mm-hmm. And I was only a student at the time, and I also could not afford to help at home. Mm-hmm. So it was very pressing for me, because every other week, you would get a call from the neighbors. Or you call at home, there were kids at home. Sometimes you'll just call them and see, what are you guys doing? Or what did you eat today? Then they had nothing that they had eaten.
Nothing. So there would be nothing at home.
Sometimes, yeah.
Nothing at home to eat.
Mm.
So that's why you didn't go back. You didn't go back home.
Yes.
Because of this shame and the suffering that has been happening there, of fire just coming up. And one hurt, one house being burned after the other.
Yeah. So the complaints will come. If you call my grandmother and them, they'll complain the same thing. There's no food. If you call my mom and them, it's the same complaint.
So you have the wisdom, you have the knowledge, you do well in school, but that didn't solve the problem.
That's not enough, yeah.
Because something was missing, Pastor Festus.
Mm, something was missing.
Something was missing. And what was missing? God, Jesus, He came to give life. And we have about 5 minutes to go before we are going to open the line for you to call in the studio. 5 minutes. You can prepare yourself, get yourself ready, though we are not going to take the testimony of Kitula today, but her testimony will be concluded this coming Thursday. This coming Thursday, like today is the 1st of October. It's the first month. It's the first month. And God wants to make a change inside of your life. It's the first day of the month.
Yes. The first day,
Of the month. And God wants to take the pain away of this person. Maybe, Pastor Festus, this person is suffering with shame. The shame is there. Going everywhere, wherever this person go, God want to take the pain away, right, Pastor Festus?
Yes, Pastor. Kashimba, otosha keneke uju wafakatula, waketula. So ehokoloae otarika akomeshona tango moshivike shituri meti netaria. So ehokoloae otarika akomesho opotoka purikina nge kalunga alundrulo ngalamunyo yae shashi omwali muna shimwe shapumbiwa momongalamunyo. No, na shoshali shapumbuwa momonga la mwenyo, otushishi kuchoka lunga. Shashi, obakenda balaveta mwendu duko ke kujake no kilongo yoko nje, ndele, kaparipena elundruku. Otoka pulikina ne nge kalunga alundrulonga la mwenyo yae meti netaria.
So you're going to hear this coming Thursday how Katula's life have changed. How her life have changed. And God can do the same as well in your life. Help is at hand. God is a father. He is our parent, and He don't want to see any one of you suffering this way. So you're going to hear the conclusion of the testimony of Katula this coming Thursday. So I'm inviting you, if you can, you can go on your radio at 9. We are always from 9 to 10. Then you can hear the conclusion of her testimony, right? Katula, if you want to talk to her and find out how God have changed her life, you can meet her in case you find yourself in town in Osman Platt, number 32 Independence Avenue. You can come and talk to her. Yes, you can come to talk to her. Our first service is 7 o'clock. Which is the service normally you attend?
I'm there on Mondays. On Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays.
Yeah. So if you want to ask her how God have changed her life, you can speak to her, because she's a real she have a real life story. Her life, her suffering many years ago became her testimony today. And God wants to make this change inside of your life. We are going to go into a break in 15 seconds. So prepare yourself to call in All right, we'll be back.
Uchane udi woye usike peni, okuna onjira okuzamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yo shirongo shakarunga. Paturura oradio yoye etiari netine. Pomwoi sigo omlongo uusiku. Kekusikusi jo Igor FM.
Right, so we are back. If you have your Bible closer to you, you can open your Bible in the book of John. John chapter 10, verse 10, if you have your Bible. Open in the book of John chapter 10, verse 10. And let us see what the Word of God say. That the thief, which is the evil, the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The Lord said, I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. I will repeat this again. The thief, which is the evil, the thief does not come except to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I have come, the Lord say, I have come, that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. That's why we call it, God came to give life and life more abundantly. You don't need to suffer. You that has a pain inside of your heart, you are suffering from illnesses, or maybe you are a victim of witchcraft, your life has been destroyed, it's a disaster. When looking at your life, like you saw, you heard the testimony of Catula. Her life was a disaster. A disaster. She would not even want to go back to the house in the village because everything burned up. She lost, her family lost almost everything. But God came to give her life. Right, Pastor Festus?
Yes. Ombudi inaende le pranga yea okudipa okuvaka nokuhanauna yesa okwea okuyanjo ngala mwenyo no ngala mwenyo ya kuyanja ongala mwenyo iya ya delela so kashimba oulime dundakano lo maulodi edundakano lo mahanauno ini maishe itaende nawa ongashe ko ngala mwenye ya ketula oyo yali limo ngala mwenye yii ongala mwenye ashike okuhanauna inimotei pipo umbotali pipo no madila dilwa wavo kwali etano kuni nome dundakano so kashimbo to shakeneke edundakano lo maulodi le mepo danyata so yeso kwe akuyanja ongala mwenye yadi.
And I'm also joined here with Pastor Sean from our branch here in Kadatura at Groot Winkels. Good evening, Pastor Sean.
Good evening, Pastor. Good evening, dear listeners.
Pastor Sean, before we open the lines for people to call in the studio, this person have to understand that God is a parent. Mm-hmm. And this person that perhaps have this have experience of being a parent, you would not want to see your child in pain and you just folding your arms.
Yes, indeed.
You want to help.
Indeed, Pastor.
Right, Pastor Sean?
Yes. You see, Pastor, you said exactly right. The Bible says that for this reason, the Lord Jesus was manifested. He came to destroy the works of the devil. So yes, the devil came to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus was manifested. He came to this earth in the form of a human being so that he may destroy the works of the devil. And what is the works of the devil? It's this person sick, this person depressed, this person right now suicidal in hospital or in prison. Jesus came to destroy exactly this work of the devil. Whatever they're going through that Satan placed it in their lives, Jesus came to destroy this. They just need to believe and give Jesus a chance, of course.
Exactly. Dear friend, God came to give life and life more abundant. So I would like to open now the calls, studio here. You can call here in the studio right now at 0832 888 1. I repeat, 0832-888-401. And if you want to talk all off air, if you want to talk to someone off air, you can call the toll-free number free of charge or Charlie at 0800-22-3355. Yes, 0800-22-3355. And you can keep on calling the studio at 0832-888-401. It doesn't matter the situations, the problem that you are going through. God wants to make a change in your life and your suffering have to stop. So keep on calling here in the studio. They can call Pastor Festus. They can pick up the phone and call here in the studio, and we'll be glad to include their names and the name of a loved one in the prayer book.
Yewa, mola dio totu dengere konola, ohetatu, onatu, ombali, ohetatu vatatu, onee, onola, noimwe. And then drula, totu dengere konola, ohetatu, onatu, ombali, ohetatu veli vatatu, onee, onola, noimwe.
All right, so we have another caller online. Caller. All right, we lost that caller. So you can keep on trying, keep on calling in the studio at 0832-888-401. We have another caller. Caller,
you're live on Eagle FM. What up on her? Oh, we lost that caller.
Keep on trying, keep on calling, all right? And for sure, we are going to be here to help you. We have another caller. Okay. Okay, there's some difficulties with the line. But you can keep on calling, all right, at 0832-888-401. Yes, I repeat, 0832-888-401. All right, we have another caller online. All right, okay. So you can call. You can call the toll free number, and you can talk to someone. Then the call center. Then the church. Off air, there will be someone ready to help you. You can call it 082 or another caller. Caller,
you are live on Eagle FM. What up on our?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Tate. How can we assist you? How can we help you this evening?
Yeah, no. I just, I'm just an appreciation that is the word of God as your minister. Yeah, they do transform.
All right, so how can we... All right, so would you like a name of a family member to be included in the prayer book? Because we are going to pray in the end of our program for all those that want this help. Because God came to give life and life more abundantly.
Yeah, I agree with you. So the Bible says, first of all, pray for the nation and all those who are in leadership and everybody. So if you can pray, offer the prayer for our nation, it's fine.
All right.
You can offer the prayer for our nation.
All right. So you can always prepare a glass or bottle of water with you. And at the end of the program, we are going to pray for you as well.
Okay. So in the absence of water, cannot go to perform some miracles.
Yes, God say that you will bless our bread and our water, and you will take away sickness from the midst in Exodus.
Okay.
All right, so if you can prepare a glass of water, bottle of water, that will be good.
No problem. I know God will help.
All right. God bless you. Oshuete. Bye-bye.
All right, so you can keep on calling in the studio at 0800-832-888-401. We have another call online. Call you alive
on Eagle FM. What up on our? Hello? Hello? What up on our?
All right. We lost that caller. So you can keep on calling the studio here at 0832-888-401. Or you can call the toll-free number. All right. With another caller.
Call you alive on Eagle FM. What up on our?
Otata gropa memo, mota gropa na wa. Memo tadenge kujapeni no edina la memo lidia.
Mwambo Julia.
Julia tadenge kujapeni.
Ilimonga.
ulimonga. Julia tu kuidi kana nishina shana shike?
Niko problem na nishiki cha ini mangu taende na ole laka kuchia imbari kutarana kwa ilonga ilonga kandi wete nige ni utonde na family nishiki chumbi pia.
Okay. Okay. Uhatuke kuningilo meili kano kefululo poruga mai, sho longi kidoka kopi koi komewa, opo tuke kuningilo meili kano opo u mangulwe kome poyo ii, oku ningini mayo ikali taende nao.
Okay.
Ewa Julia, kutokero na ukale kwa, tule ni pamwe.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so in 5 minutes we are going to go for a break, and then we'll be back, but... we are going to, you can keep on calling the studio at 0832-888-401. Yes, we have another caller online.
Caller, you're live on Eagle FM. What up, Anoa?
Hello?
Hello, meme. What up, meme? Meme? Okay, meme. What up, meme? What up, meme? What up, meme? Okay. Meme, ma katarena tukuva telekombinga jike momelika, no?
Andala muva telengo kana kange kama nilonga ndenge ngo kakwata opuno mwene obo ndubonako
mhm
ukuta akadengerongo na kucha iteke yako balikironga na kongo numa
okay
mhm
okay meme longo kido kakende ko komeva ilo kanjini ilo kakopi so poneko ke fulolo programa yo hatukani ngilo omelikano kana ko edna la korierie
Onesimus.
Eh. Ewa memu kutokana na ukale kuwa?
Wakati tangi.
Mm. Mm.
So you can keep on calling the studio at 0832-888-401. We have another call
online. Call your life on Eagle FM. What up on our?
Hello.
Hello, meme.
What's up, meme?
Meme, what's up, meme? Meme, what's up, meme? Meme, okay, me Maria. Oha tu kuva teleshike mo meili kano mbela ujua shike tosha keneke.
Onda randi rika neno dino kuva kwe hamano puta don taninga le siku edrambe rabi minatune.
Edulana tu duye hame.
Don
budana shike.
Nokuru koko kuyo.
Okay.
Non tiro ulike me batomo.
Ok. Longe ke duta lo kako piko e kome, vashashi ke hule lo programa ako atuka ningo me ilikano. Opo kalunge kumangule kujue. Dula diringa pi mwati?
Dula diringo nena nanoro apo.
Ok. Meme, itave lo utale. Shashi kape nashi shanyangana kukalunga.
Thank
you. Ewa meme.
Okay, all right, so you can keep on calling with another caller online.
Pastor Sean can take this call.
Eagle FM, good evening. How may we help you?
Onawa.
Yeah. Otato kala pa meme?
Pa, otate.
Oh, otate.
Eh.
Ombili wane, kuto kala kuwa?
Eh, kuto kala kuwa re.
Yalo. Tato, otate nge kuja peni, nedina la yulirie?
Oh, arupe usa, otate nge kuja mokaku.
Okay.
Yeah.
O hatu kuvateleshkita te alufu usha?
O kanona keli ya pata katiku chavacho, taka dopa kahara kaharika nene upo kapito skola.
Ok. Longe kidenu utaloka kupike keni kwa meeva, shashu hatu keni ngilo meilikano kehulo programai.
Ewa.
Itavelo, kapena isha nyangana kukalunga. No kuwa vayove itavela. Eshi mweli longi kidanga o mweli longi kidire itavelo. Oshe shikucha engono takalungo tajikalunga kubichilamo me itavelo le nyomo.
Ya roo.
Ewa kwetu.
Pota kone kase. Ewa.
Ya roo tate. So meme, you can also call the studio now at 0832-888-401. We have another caller online. Okay, so... shortly, we are going to go in a break in 15 seconds, but shortly, we are going to be back, all right? So you can keep on calling the toll-free number at 0800-22-335 is free of charge, Oshali. Right, Pastor Festus?
Oshali.
So call now the toll-free number at 0800-22-335.
Dit maak nie saak, hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
All right, so we are back. Pastor Sean, we are talking about mega help, big help that God wants to give to those who are lost. We have another caller online. Caller, you are live on Eagle FM. What up on now, Meme? Tate?
Me
Elizabeth hatuku ilikane nesina shana shike uju washiketo shake neke.
Pandi ilikane nata tondi nukia kadimurutura nge mu.
Mm-hmm.
Dino uye hana dina hiti imata ende murutura nge muta yele ndo ha oh. Onti ne uji on nende.
Okay.
Hei nima ilike murutura enda enda ta enda ike ta ende. Pai se ke hege hinta liya kutenda re shukure hanu mbuku aita nukenda re kutera kombu.
Mepo da shatana ado onga shingo atupo pio mugu chae shokwe kuhano unapo ilonga shatana shome motahalu talu longi kidoka kopiko yako meva upeme po do di hanu ne momo vodo okana
onti naroka na kakate kukwa nga kutuli na komante na unguro mekwa na kala kumboka taka haruka
iki okay naroka ano liri meme
otuda
okay O hatu mtura mome ilikano, longi kidunyo kanjini kwenye nikome ilo kakopiko meva, oponeke hulolo programa hii, o hatu kani nikome ilikano pa mwenaini. Nani japo pola jo eni?
Ewa
mime.
All right. He came to give life. God came to give life. And he wants to give your life, you that is drowning in your problem. Give God the chance. We have another caller online. Call your life on Eagle FM. Warapona wa mime, tate?
Otato kolo pa mimo, otato kolo pa na wa? Meme dinarayo lili no ta denge kuja peni?
Olukuwa ni denge kujila kongenga
oti. Oto denge kujila kongenga? Okay. Ke olukuwa? O hatu kuili kane neshina shanashi kuju wa shiketo shakene ke mongala mwenyoe.
Andini uju ndi mei kono hai zele jeno kowita kapili leiki.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Uju oeno wakwane jimu wa kwate fimboli fike peni?
Uwa wakwane jimu wa kwate fimboli, maybe 7 years.
Okay.
Uwa nongano kulu wa kwata ngeno jibili ya maneru wako kwa
okay. Nduwete kuchashite takushiku dengi fangaho eita velo? Longe kiduta lako kupikewe komeeva. Koni mao meilikano kuhatuka yambe komeeva we. Ilo koni mao polo grama hii kehulilo layo. Watuka yambe komeeva we. Wanda pumbwa witaveli. No mea otu alongi fango kukoshana mokulu kweomu. Ovu utale nge kalunga talongu hii nene longa ya e. Eyo.
Right, so Pastor Sean, we are talking about mega help. God wants to help this person, and that's why now, Saturday on the 5th, we are going to have this mega help in Zupac, right, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor, and this is for all the youth, and especially our young youth out there that are facing problems, suicidal, addiction to drugs, unemployed, starting their life just right now. God wants to help them, Pastor. And you see, as we have said, Jesus came to destroy the work. So all the youth, you are kindly and you are invited to come for God to destroy the works of the devil in your life.
And it's a free entrance.
Free for everybody.
Yeah. We have another caller online. Caller, your life on Eagle FM. What up on our?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. How can we assist you today?
Okay, I'm calling from Walvis Bay.
All right, Walvis Bay. All the way from Irongo.
I'm really happy for the testimony from Katura. It is the reference of a lot of young people.
Uh-huh.
I wanted really to invite other young people for the event which we also have here in Irongo. If they will also be available this coming Saturday, we have what we call the Mega Help event.
Okay.
Which here in Valves Bay, we will be at the fire brigade, and also in Swakopmund by DLC, and also by Henrysburg will be by Philadelphia Kindergarten.
Sure.
But they can call our toll-free number, which is 081-3523-709, and they will find someone who can be able to assist them for any further information. And also with concerning this event, there will be free counseling, which will be there, the clash of choirs, and there will also be the career coaching and the motivational speakers. There will be music, and there will also be some dramas which the youth are going to prepare. But the main aim is for us to give the help to other young people, because free we get, free we pass to them. That's why if all the youth are available this coming Saturday, let us meet. The event is going to start at 1 o'clock. Let us make our way to any of the branches, which can be in our Vavis site or else Rockoff or else there at Henry site.
All right, so everybody's welcome there.
Yes, everybody is welcome.
All right, so would you like a friend or a family to be included in the prayer book?
Yes, you can also pray for the family and for the whole nation.
Okay, for the whole Irongo, that side.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, so there you hear, in Walvis Bay, in Swakop and Hendisbay, there will be the mega help. All right? God bless you.
Thank you.
Good night. Bye-bye. All right, so you can keep on calling the studio at 0832-888-401. We have another caller online. Caller, you're live on Eagle FM.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Pastor Sean can take this call.
Good evening. How may we help you?
Sir, I just have this problem. Whenever the exam is about to approach, my eyes start to itch and my ears start paining.
Okay, I hear you. You are calling us from?
From Engwena.
Engwena. And your name?
Emilia.
Emilia, you're going to prepare a glass of water. We're going to be praying for you in a couple of minutes. And these exams that are coming right now, you'll be free from this. Because Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. And that is just the work of the devil. And you're going to be able to testify about God's greatness after this prayer. All you need to do, get a glass of water and wait for, in the next 2-3 minutes, we will be starting our prayer. Do you believe?
Okay, sir.
Okay, Emilia. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
All right. Thank you. So we are going to go now for the moment of prayer. All right. Prepare a glass of water, your bottle of water, and we are going to pray together.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
My Lord and my Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, you say it in your words, where there are two or three gathered in your name, you are there in the midst of them. Lord, you came to destroy the works of evil. You came so that this person can have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Maybe this person is drowning in sickness, drowning in depression, drowning, my Lord. This person, Lord, is screaming, but it looks like no one is listening or no one is helping. Father, I pray that you may take this person's hand and take this person out of this situation that they are living in, my Lord, because our help comes from you, Creator of heaven and earth. So come now, Lord, and take away all the shame and all the problems, the evil that came to kill, to steal and destroy. Father, remove it, uproot it from this person's life. I pray, my Lord, that this person may receive peace. Maybe this person is listening to us from the prison. Maybe this person is listening to us from the hospital. Maybe this person is listening to us, my Lord, from the house, from the farm, from the village. Lord, I pray that you may take this person out of this situation. I pray for those who wanted the family member to be included in the prayer book. I pray, my Lord, for this lady that is always having problem whenever the exam is coming close. She always have sickness. Father, I pray that you may take away all the suffering and give this person, my God, total healing. When they drink of this water, let it not just be normal water, but let it become the living water, because you promise you will bless our bread and our water and you will take away sickness. Father, bless all the Stop Suffering supporters, those sponsors, my Father, this program, the Stop Suffering program. Bless them, my Lord, abundantly, I pray.
Kalunga kange medinala Jesus Christus. Te ameholo ke poloe kalunga kange katuli oshatuke mo programai. Omuno vanu vahapu kalunga ke mbinga disedo shilongo. Vo vapulikina kome irikano a kalunga kange. Talasha kene komo uju eli no kulili. Ovo uvawete apa veri peifenga hakalunga kange. Ne ngono doeta didu kufika apa veri kalunga kange. Opo uvape ea kulolo eliwa. Ea kulole mangululo. Ea kulole velulo. Ea kulolo kufamo maui aeshe. O talasha kene ketu shishikucha. O wii keshe. Ina uja kuovendo wii keshe. Waja kushatana. Waja kemepo di. Emepo di, emepo da satana. Kalunga kange di kufamo mengana mwenye dola nuvoe. Ndetova mangulula, ndetova peveluko. Aveshava velipa mwenasha apa kalunga kange. Na vayona tango kavelipa mwenashe mefimbweli kalunga kange ndele. Vakonga e pafoloe kalunga kange. Vakonga e amenoloe. Oandi kuindire kalunga kange opo uyambeko meva. Opo eshova nuvoe talakano meva. Onga sheshwe shishanga kalunga kange. Eveluko nalikufombinga mengala mwenye davo. Omedina la Jesus Christus. Amen.
Amen. You may drink now your water by faith. All right. So talking about the mega help and also talking about the toll-free number, we are going to close the program now. But you can call the toll-free number of any time throughout the day, throughout the night at 0800-22-3335. All right. And for in case you're for the first time, we're always together from Tuesday and Thursday from 9 to 10. And as well, in case you find yourself in the north, we are going to have our mega help there in the north at UNAM Campus Hall on the 12th of October, 2 p.m. in the afternoon. 2 p.m. in the afternoon, UNAM Campus Hall, the 12th of October. But this Saturday now, the 5th, we are going to have the mega help here in Zupac. Here in Zupac. So the entrance is for free. In case you are suffering from this problem for a very long time and you need God's help, help is at hand. Imagine yourself, you sinking in a small boat and suddenly someone appear in a large big boat and he stretch out his hand. Are you not going to take the hand? You are going to, because you are drowning. So God is this big hand, this hand that is stretched out to help you. And God wants to draw you. God wants to take you out of these suicidal thoughts and this depression that you are having in your life. Give God a chance. Pastor Sean from our branch in Kadutura. Pastor Sean, where can they find the church in Kadutura?
Yes, we are situated in Richard Kamauka Street behind Hurotwinkels. We are there 6, 7, 10, 12, 3 and 6 in the afternoon.
And then Greenwell, Pastor?
We are founded in Daniel Street, Greenwell, next to Mobile Police Station.
All right. And we also have Pastor Brandon here. Pastor Brandon from Okurengava. Please, where can they find the church?
In Okurengava, the Universal Church is in Ondodo Street, opposite USAFE ShopRite. And the service is at 7 in the morning, 10 o'clock, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m.
All right. Here in number 32 Independence Avenue, Ospenplatz, we have our church here. You can come either 7 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock, 12 midday, 3 o'clock and 6 p.m. in the afternoon. So you're welcome. Free entrance. God is there to help you. He came to give life. So we finish our program until this coming Thursday. Oshuete, tot ziens. Bye-bye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The eye.